Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiju SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Ko smo že v novem letu 2021, že smo sredi januarja, morda tudi dobro, da pričnemo to leto v slovenski skupnosti. Danes smo tudi povabili goste, ki jih poznate, seveda, ki smo že večkrat govorili se z njimi in so člani sveta vlade Republike Slovenije za Slovence po svetu, ki predstavlja Avstralijo. Sicer smo se pogovarjali nazadnje z njimi v novembru, pred letnem srečanju, ki je poteklo sredi decembra preko spleta in seveda tokrat niso mogli se udeležiti v živo. Danes bomo spregovorili več o tem srečanju in tema, ki so jih predstavili za Avstralijo in tudi morda take pomembne teme, ki so jih predstavili tudi drugi člani sveta in kaj je recimo pomembno za nas letos v Avstraliji. Seveda, da jih pozdravljamo danes, Francis Urbas-Johnson iz Viktorije, Walter Schuber iz New South Walesa in Jerneja Svetičis iz Queenslanda. Ponovno vsi lepo pozdravljeni, da se slišimo spet na slovenski vdaji in srečno novo leto.
Dobar dan in srečno novo leto tebi, Tanja in vsem poslušalcem tudi.
Hvala, Tanja, srečno novo leto tebi, ja, in kot je Walter rekel, tudi vsem poslušalcem.
Enako z moje strani, lepo zdrav sem iz Queenslanda in se veselim z vami leta pred nami, ki bo zagotovo boljše kot tisto, ki je za nami.
Aleluja!
Kdo ve?
Mislimo, da bo les res tako, da bo dobro leto, upajmo vsaj, da bo. In kot smo omenili, ste se udeležili sveta vlade v decembru. Morda na začetku malo več o tem, kako je potekalo tokrat večinoma preko spleta. Nekateri so seveda bili v živo tam. In katere teme mogoče so bile najbolj pomembne?
Ja, res je, letos je zasedanje sveta vlade potekalo v malo drugačni obliki. Mislim, da je bilo 5 članov sveta prisotnih v živo, so se udeležili zasedanje v Ljubljani, 9 ali 10 pa se nas je udeležilo preko Zooma, tudi mi 3 seveda smo se udeležili prek spleta. Celo leto je bilo zelo negotovo, ali se bo sploh to zasedanje odvilo. Na koncu smo ga stisnili noter v 16. decembra, tako da tik pred iztekom leta. In mislim, da je bilo soglasno komunicirano od vseh udeležencev, da smo bili zelo hvaležni, da smo ga lahko umestili na spored in da smo se lahko povezali, no, v kakršni koli obliki pač je bilo možno, ne.
In kakšno je recimo bilo recimo oblika tega srečanja, ker nekaj tere ljudi seveda so bili tam živo, drugi na Zoomu?
To bi lahko v angleščini, Tanja.
Yeah.
Yes, it was certainly different not being able to be there. I think that last year and the whole COVID-19 experience has taught us the importance of human connection and that nothing will ever be able to replace that. So, you know, as Yerneya mentioned, it was wonderful to be able to squeeze the meeting in, to be able to meet with everybody. There still wasn't that same ability of that human interaction that we have when we are in Ljubljana and we do meet each other all, you know, in the flesh. And there's so much more that you get out of not just the meeting, but the side conversations that you have outside of the meeting with the other delegates, what we're learning with the many conversations that we have with them on the edges of the meeting. And so, yeah, I think we really missed that, but we were so happy to be able to have the meeting held in a formal sense, to be able to speak about the ongoing issues, as we mentioned in our previous interview with you, the ongoing issues that were carried over from the previous meeting, and to also bring up and look at some new issues that the meeting dealt with. And of course, one of those, the major ones, was the status of different Slovenian communities and what that status is moving forward with COVID-19 and the repercussions and how different Slovenian communities around the world were dealing with that. And then another major issue that we looked at was strategies for the future, you know, and what the different Slovenian communities around the world what their needs were in relation to that. So I think that that was very positive because we looked at the challenges, we looked at the difficult things that were happening, but we had a very positive look into how we can build this in the future for Slovenian global communities.
How will some of those themes for strategies of the future, I guess, affect how we would maybe plan things in Australia then for some of these areas?
Well, Tanya, that's one thing that we definitely need to talk about. Those strategies, we actually threw back a little bit back to the Slovenian government in relation to that. I think we need to know what their position is as well, so we can actually work backwards a little bit for us as well. I mean, we really need to know what direction they want to go in the future. I think it was wonderful to see the Prime Minister of Slovenia partake and be present there and actually host the meeting. It was great to see the ministers there as well and the support staff there. So obviously we have the support. The interest of the Slovenian government is interested in Slovenians abroad, in Australia, in Argentina and the rest of the world. They want to know what is important to us and what we need to do as well to broaden our Slovenian horizons in Australia. We need to communicate that back to them. They're wanting to support us in programs, whatever the programs may be. Obviously, the things that Frances just mentioned about certain things that were actually carried over from the previous meeting, that was all great. We've got certain things that will move forward. There's certain things that the government has to still ratify and put through cabinet. So there's a few things that will have to be done in the coming months, I would imagine. I think the most important thing is that the stability in the government continues there. And again, that there's an opportunity of us getting out of this incredible period that we're in with COVID. I mean, COVID is something that you can't plan for, something you don't know how to deal with. We're learning every day more and more what's going on, and the Slovenians are in the same boat. So they're struggling through that as we are. I think we're all in solidarity with them and want to support our families and friends in Slovenia as we want to support our family and friends here in Australia. So, and this is open not only to New South Wales, to Victoria and Queensland. We've got Slovenian friends and families all over the place, all over Australia and New Zealand. So I guess we're extending our hand to South Australia, to WA, to obviously Northern Territory and Tasmania, and make sure that everybody's across everything.
And you mentioned in there that some things obviously were carried over, let's say, from the last meeting, given this is an annual meeting that you have with everyone. I think this is the third year you've all been representatives for Australia. Do you feel then from year to year there is some sort of progress happening?
Progress can be very slow in some aspects. We're totally understanding of the fact of the COVID year that was last year and the effect that that has on government finances, you know, having to support people that have lost employment and businesses that have been, you know, drastically affected. So the thing that I guess that we take out of it, and, you know, which is a positive, is that these issues, whilst they may be taking some time to be resolved or to progress forward, they're still there. They haven't been swept under some sort of carpet. So they remain on our agenda and they are things that we keep working on. And many of them are works in progress. They're not something that just finalise. When you look at things like archiving, that's something that has to keep alive and has to keep going. There's systems and processes involved, which the government have done a lot in the last few years to get up and running, as you know, we saw from the visits back in 2018. That is something that I want to see on the agenda as a permanent item. Same goes for Slovenian language. That's something that is always evolving and something that we're very passionate about, and they are evolving on that agenda, which is good to see.
In mislim, da to, kar se je izpostavila zdaj Frances, glede potreb poučevanja slovenskega jezika, res je, to se vsako leto pojavi na agendi in se tudi verjetno bo še vsa leta v prihodnje. Ampak vidimo premike na tem področju v tem, da se recimo Urad Republike Slovenije za Slovence po svetu oziroma druge pristojne ministrstva odzivajo z razvojem novih platform, načinov obveščanja, recimo z vsemi temi novimi resursi, ki jih dajo na splet za možnosti za poučevanja, potem izdajo knjig, učbenikov, podobnih pripomočkov za vse Slovence oziroma pač ljudi, ki se bi želeli učiti slovenskega jezika širom sveta. Tako da to je mogoče eno področje, na katerem vsako leto se nekako čuti, no, da pa nekaj pa odnesemo od tega, ne, da slišimo o premikih, novih razvojih pa smernicah na tem področju. Nekatera so pa težja. Ne? Recimo, že tretje leto se je obravnavala pobuda, da bi imeli Slovenci živeči po svetu predstavnika v državnem zboru. Ne? Nekateri naši člani sveta vlade so zelo vokalni glede ravno tega predloga. Ampak vsako leto potem slišimo odziv, da je to mogoče en najtežji, zahteva spremembo ustave, za kar je potrebna dvotretinska odpora v parlamentu. Potem se pojavljajo vprašanja, z katere države bi bil ta predstavnik, glede na to, da smo razpršeni po svetu, vsaka država, vsaka diaspora ima druge potrebe, drugo zgodovino, drugo strukturo Slovencev in tako naprej. Tako da nekatera so kompleksna in smo pripravljeni na to, da se bomo še vračali k tem leta in leta, ki sledijo. Nekatere pa mislim, da smo slišani, no? In se potem kot posledica eni premiki, če tudi se včasih zdi, da majhni, ampak se dogajajo. No?
In kateri so recimo najbolj nujne teme, če te to dogledamo za leto, za 2021, recimo, ki imate še 2 leti v tem mandatu, da bi radi mogoče dosegli do konca mandata?
Mogoče ene edinstvene plati Slovencev v Avstraliji je ta potreba, no, doseči mlajše generacije ali najdeti načine povezav med starejšimi in mlajšimi, ali pa nekako posodobiti načine povezovanja teh novih generacij, ki seveda, kot smo omenili že dostkrat, in je jasno, da prihajajo čez druga struktura novih priseljencev z novimi potrebami. Tako da ene nove spletne platforme, večja skoraj agresivna usmerjenost v drugo, tretjo generacijo, ponujanje vsebin v obeh jezikih, to so mogoče ne naše smernice, no, za naprej, od katerih se Francis, Walter in sama dosti pogovarjamo.
I'd agree 100% with Jerneja. Communication segment is the most critical side of it. Drawing and making sure that we're communicating. Australia is a vast country. We've got to make sure the communication network is at that level that it can actually cater for all these things throughout all communities. And as Ianea suggested again, in particular drawing in the younger generations, that we need to have this community continually to grow. Otherwise, if we don't have that platform, we're going to be tripping over each other with information. The whole idea is to actually make sure that we have one amazing platform that we can actually draw the information from Slovenia and be able to spread that information easily and be able to communicate it with both in Slovenian and in English, because we want to make sure that people can come to either our association, our organizations, church and whatever, and everybody's welcome. Everybody should feel that they're being listened to, and more importantly, that they can participate in whatever community process or programs we have.
Sounds like a great idea, great dream, and hopefully that will become a reality in the next couple of years, let's say, from that perspective, by the end of this term.
Let's hope so.
Mogoče bi še eno stvar izpostavila. V zadnjih letih smo opazili tudi, da se slovenska vlada oziroma v teh zasedanjih sveta vlade v ospredju pojavljajo vprašanja povezovanja, izmenjave znanja, vzpostavljanja študijskih povezav, poslovnih povezav. V svetu vlade imamo predstavnika 2 osrednjih organizacij z tega področja, to je VTIS, v tujini izobraženi Slovenci, in pa ASEF, Ameriško-slovenska Educational Society, upam, da nisem narobe povedala, in opažamo, no, tudi velik interes strani slovenske vlade za kontinuirano podporo tem programov. Ne? Mislim, da je tudi zdaj že precej znana ta naravnanost slovenske države, da se spodbuja kroženje možganov, ne? Da se nekako skuša ustaviti ta nenehni tok oziroma beg možganov, in da se potem te izobražene mlajše Slovence, ki se v tujini izobražajo, pripelje nazaj in na ta način potem doprinesejo k razvoju matične države. Oziroma ali pa vzpostavijo sodelovanje med obema državama, ki na koncu koristi obema seveda. Tudi v Avstraliji imamo zdaj to hitro rastočo organizacijo, Slovensko-Avstralsko akademsko društvo, katerega sem tudi sama članica. Se tudi dogaja premiki in mislim, da v prihodnje bomo videli še večje povezovanje s slovenskimi akademiki oziroma mlajšimi študenti v Avstraliji s tistimi živečimi v drugih državah in Sloveniji.
In kaj so zdaj recimo naslednji koraki?
Ena točka na dnevnem redu letos je bil tudi pogovor okrog razvoja nove strategije. Torej, slovenska vlada zdaj razvija novo strategijo za strateški načrt za Slovence po svetu. Mislim, da bo ta nov v veljavi med 2021 in 2030, tako da gre za 10-letni strateški načrt. To je seveda delo, ki še poteka. Vsi člani sveta vlade smo bili povabljeni, da damo na dnevni red par točk, ki se nam zdijo najpomembnejše. Mislim, da je bilo kar dosti enotnosti med posameznimi državami. Večina jih je govorila o potrebi po novih spletnih platformah za povezovanje in komuniciranje, potrebe za kontinuirano podporo za učenje slovenskega jezika, tako naprej. Seveda vse te stvari so že v trenutni strategiji Republike Slovenije za Slovence po svetu, ampak s tem, ko se zdaj premikamo v naslednje desetletje, mislim, da bojo ukrepila ravno te točke okrog poslovnega povezovanja, okrog kroženja znanja in tako naprej.
What's the main areas that you're going to focus on now in the next, let's say, 6 months? A part of that obviously will be the 30th anniversary of Slovenian independence in June and seeing if we can get as many of those Slovenian flags flying around the country?
Indeed, Tanya, that is a big focus for us, and I think that it's an easy way to be involved. It's an easy way to, show your support for the day, and we're really looking forward to organising that and getting that off the ground. And then, of course, the other major project, which of course it will take a little bit longer, but our online platform, which I think will work towards just, having that centralised information available for people, which I think which we're really in need of at the moment, and which will help us in the future as a community and as all our communities, and bringing, our communities from all states together. And that's one of our big focuses for the three of us, bringing everyone together.
Yeah, bring everyone together like we were 30 years ago for Slovenian independence.
Yeah,
excellent. Right. Yes, spot on. I think as well, Tanya, the 30th anniversary is going to give us an opportunity to bring people back into the community again, those that have actually either gone further afield, have not been involved with the community for some time. Mm. This is a wonderful opportunity for people to, I guess, reconnect with the Slovenian community. It is really a wonderful celebration. I mean, let's face it, Slovenia waited a long time to become independent, and we're so delighted that we've been, in our lifetime, we've actually seen that happen, and we're actually living through it. So it's something that we should be very proud of, something that we should all be connected to, and we should all be able to have a little part in that process. And as we said earlier on, we certainly want as many Slovenian flags flying in front of people's houses. We want to make sure that councils are asked the question whether or not they can fly a Slovenian flag on the day. We're seeking support from various places to be able to do that in New South Wales. I know that that's also been done in the other states as well. So all that is going to be something that we can all share together, and something that we can all be proud of on the day. So I look forward to that. I think that's going to be an amazing opportunity for everyone to be a part of it.
Yeah, and it's definitely one, obviously, we can try and engage with that, as we mentioned earlier, re-engaging with the second and third generations, how they can reconnect with the Slovenian community.
It really is for everybody, and it's one of the great memories I take from the first flag raise, or the flag raising that we had back in 2017 here in Melbourne at Federation Square, is that looking around at the crowd of Australian Slovenians that had gathered on the day, there were so many faces that weren't from the clubs, that weren't from the church, that had come out of the woodwork. And it really is, the day is a great opportunity to bring everyone together. And, whoever's got a flag at home, can get involved. It's not hard.
As a group, we would like to thank the support from the Slovenian government, obviously our wonderful members of embassy in Canberra, the support that we're getting from them, and hopefully ongoing support in relation to the 30th anniversary. But in particular, a massive thank you to Susana Martinez, Zvona Žigon, and all the people that actually were able to create something that we were actually weren't expecting to happen with the Svet this year. So they've done a marvelous job. With all due respects, it was a little bit flat. As Francis said, we'd love to be able to embrace people, to be able to have that connection face to face. Zoom is it's a fantastic platform, but I tell you what, you lose that touchy-feely side to that process. So other than that, fantastic. And let's hope that 2021 is going to be a better year than we've just come out of.
Hvala Walter, Jerneja in Francis seveda za današnji pogovor o teh temah, ki so bili predstavljeni na letnem srečanju Sveta vlade in seveda nas bo zanimalo, kako bo potekalo teh idej, recimo te nove strategije, ki jih recimo mogoče obnovijo ali pa mogoče ne, širijo recimo v Sloveniji ne, in kako bo to recimo vplivalo tudi na našo skupnost v Avstraliji in seveda se veselimo tega srečanja, ki bo junija in teh načrt od vseh vas in da bo največ zastavljeno vihralo tudi po Avstraliji.
Hvala, Tanja. Imejte se dobro in bodite zdravi.
Hvala, Tanja. Hvala.
Hvala, Tanja, za prijetno pogovor. Srečno vsem poslušalcem.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.